The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, but first up, part six of our eight-week Healthy Habits Plan from Good Housekeeping. I'm doing a part every week. So, week six, walk regularly. More than 50% of Americans don't get the recommended amount of aerobic activity per week, and about 26% aren't active at all, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Walking is one of the best types of exercise there is, and research confirms this. Studies suggest that it can help reduce the risk of heart disease and other chronic diseases, improve mood, and support mental health. All you need is 30 minutes of brisk walking a day to meet the American Heart Association's recommendation for heart-healthy physical activity, 150 minutes of moderate-intensity aerobic movement a week. It's totally okay if you can manage only 10 minutes to start with. We're confident that if you put our tips into action, you'll be walking much longer in no time. First, sticky habit tricks. Make it obvious. Keep sneakers in your car or at work so you can take a lunchtime walk. Set a daily walk phone reminder and block out time on your calendar. Next, make it attractive. Download an interesting podcast or audiobook or make a motivational music playlist as a treat to which you can listen only when you're hoofing it. Vary your route so you're constantly seeing new things, or bring along a friend or your pet. Make it easy. Start with a 5-minute walk each day or aim for 1,000 daily steps, then increase this by a few minutes or a few hundred steps weekly. Taking the long way to the bathroom at work adds to the count. And make it satisfying. Reward yourself with your favorite coffee or that pair of workout leggings you've had your eye on. Track your steps with a smartwatch or fitness app to work toward a virtual badge or compete against friends who are at your level. And want to challenge yourself? Try doing intervals to boost the intensity and benefits. Throughout your walk, rotate among these three paces. A stroll, similar to window shopping, difficulty of 3 to 4 on a scale of 10. Then brisk walking, make a small effort here, difficulty 5 to 6 on a scale of 10. And power walking, moving with purpose, difficulty level 7 to 8 on a scale of 10. And tune in next week. We'll do episode 7 of this 8-week plan. From Good Housekeeping, crowd-pleasing pillows. They offer the results of a lot of their studies here and different categories here. For a practical down blend, Home Depot's dual-chamber design uses feathers in the core with down in the outer layer. It gives you a soft feel on the surface, yet adds extra support. Lab results, it kept its shape well in our tests and fit nicely inside a pillowcase. Testers agreed, with one noting it felt plush and looked beautiful on a made bed. It's from the Home Decorators Collection, Down Surround Pillow, Bed Pillow, from $87 at homedepot.com, HOMEDEPOT.com. A snug down alternative, proving that faux down doesn't need to feel cheap. Sobel West Texas polyester fill is surprisingly plush and sturdy, and it comes with a luxurious cotton cover. Lab results? It got high marks in lab and at-home tests, and a tester called it the first pillow I've used that has been supportive without causing neck strain. It's the Sobel Westex Hotel Sobella Hypoallergenic Medium Pillow from $41 at sobelathome.com, SOBELATHOME.com. A flexible foam option. This solid foam from Tuft and Needle has a unique squishy feel that contours to the shape of your head. It's able to keep you supported in most positions. Lab results, testers unanimously gave it perfect scores for comfort, and one described it as a great balance of soft and firm. It was durable and bounced back to shape in our lab's evaluations. It's the Tuft & Needle original foam pillow from $100 at tuftandneedle.com. That's tuftandneedle.com. And a cushy cooling option with phase-changing technology in its lining. This down alternative pillow from Slumber Cloud stores and releases body heat to keep you at a comfortable temperature. It's offered in two firmness levels. We found that it lived up to its cooling claims, with users offering comments like, "It's so icy to lie on, and I don't feel hot when using it." It also washed well in lab tests and didn't lose its shape after we applied pressure. That's the Slumber Cloud Ultra Cool Pillow from $69 at slumbercloud.com, slumbercloud.com. And some tips on picking your ideal pillow, how to choose based on sleep position. For side sleepers, choose a pillow that is on the tall side and has medium to firm support. It should keep your head, neck, and shoulders aligned. If it's too soft, your head may sink into it, causing neck strain. For a stomach sleeper, your pillow should be flatter and softer than a side or back sleeper's. You don't need the surface to be raised for proper alignment, and a pillow that is too high can cause your neck to tilt. And for back sleepers, opt for a medium height and a medium firmness level, i.e. somewhere between that for a stomach sleeper and for a side sleeper. This type of pillow is also ideal for combination sleepers. From Real Simple, count your micro joys. They're everywhere, just waiting for you to notice them. Find joy in the everyday. Maybe you've read those words printed on a coffee mug in some curly-cue font and thought, guiltily, that it sounds exhausting, like lassoing a unicorn with a rainbow. If living, laughing, and loving seems like a tall order, Cindy Spiegel, author of the new essay collection Microjoys, Finding Hope, Especially When Life Is Not Okay, I'll spell her last name, S-P-I-E-G-E-L. She wants you to know that, one, you don't have to live up to inspirational Instagram quotes, and two, no matter what else is happening, joy may be hovering right there within your reach. We asked her how to capture it this summer and beyond. First things, what are micro joys? They might sound like tiny joys, and sometimes they are, but the idea is more that they're easily accessible. It could be a memory of someone you love, or a latte made just to your liking. Finding micro joys means making a practice out of noticing and appreciating them. You begin thinking about micro joys during a period in your life that was not at all joyful. In 2020, I lost my mom and my 32-year-old nephew. One of my brothers had a health crisis, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I'd always been an optimist. My last book was The Year of Positive Thinking, but I could not positive think my way out of where I was. Did that make you even lonelier? Yes. I felt guilty because I couldn't practice what I'd preached. I could only concentrate on what was in front of me. As I focused solely on what was happening in the moment, I discovered that pain can coexist with joy. I was grieving my nephew, but I could see a childhood photo of him and feel the laughter of that day. By acknowledging those moments, we remind ourselves that we deserve them. Micro joys aren't just ways to pull yourself out of grief, right? Right. You can find them on an ordinary day. Like today, two women told me they loved my sweater, and instead of just saying thanks, I stopped to chat for a bit. You're engaging with what's around you. And do we become better at noticing these micro joys? The answer, yes. The more you pay attention to them, the more they reveal themselves. In the book, I write about a piggy bank I bought just because I liked it. Once we started adding odd coins and bills to it, we seemed to find money everywhere. This wasn't magic. It was us paying closer attention to what's around us. And there happens to be a lot of random money on the ground. From Good Housekeeping, pet care that's worth the money. We asked the experts what services and gear are best to buy. There are leashes and litter boxes, toys, treats and training, bowls, balls, collars and clippers, and more. Whether you are bringing home a furry friend for the first time or you're a longtime pet owner, it can be hard to know what's really worth the money. Pets' needs can differ based on breed, personality, and background, and will likely change as they age, so there's no one-size-fits-all rule. But we asked expert veterinarians, as well as the product testing pros from the Good Housekeeping Institute, for their recommendations. Bringing a new pet home is exciting, and adopting from a shelter has the advantage of letting you learn valuable information about the animal's background, including important medical or behavioral needs, says Aaron Doyle, DVM, Senior Director of Shelter Medicine and Residency Programs at the ASPCA. When caring for new and resident pets, remember that each animal is different. The shelter staff and your veterinarian can help determine the best routines for ongoing care suited to your pet. Basic prompts like sit, stay, and come can be taught at home. But for a pet who is exhibiting aggressive or fearful behaviors, or to address a sudden behavior change, it's best to call a pro. If behavior issues such as fear and aggression are not appropriately addressed right away, they can escalate over time, Doyle notes. The ASPCA recommends interviewing several trainers so you can compare their methods, credentials, and experience, and also asking for references before committing to one. No reputable professional will refuse. Pet insurance. As an emergency/critical care specialist, I continually meet pet owners whose beloved pets experience potentially life-threatening emergencies, says critical care veterinarian Christopher G. Byers. Emergency care is expensive, and many pet owners are not prepared for the financial impact. Doyle agrees, noting that while it's important to consider your financial preparedness for a pet in general, pet insurance can help offset the strain of pricey emergencies. Given that policies can vary widely in price and coverage level, both experts recommend shopping around for the best policy to suit your needs. Grooming. Not all pets need to be professionally groomed, but if yours has fur that's prone to matting, or you can't clip their claws safely at home, a professional groomer can help prevent grooming-related health problems like skin infections, strangulating hair mats, and restricting and painful movement caused by dense hair mats and overgrown claws. And regular checkups and dental care. Taking your pet to the vet at least once a year, or every 6 months if they have health issues, or are over six, can help catch any ailments before they become a costly emergency. It's much more expensive to treat illnesses than to protect against them, Doyle notes. Regular dental care at home can help stave off professional cleanings, too. And while many vaccines are mandated by state and federal regulations, the need for some is dependent on a pet's lifestyle. Doyle recommends talking to your vet about the right regimen for you. From Real Simple's Wellness Watch, couple of subheadings here. Emotional rescue. Hot and bothered? Sultry weather can leave us more prone to rage, possibly because our bodies react as if we were under threat, releasing adrenaline and other chemicals linked to fight or flight mode. To head off a She-Hulk moment, try plunging your face into a sink or bowl full of cold water. This triggers the mammalian diving reflex, a survival response that slows the heart rate and activates the parasympathetic nervous system. It helps calm our emotions, says Ursula Whiteside, Ph.D., a clinical psychologist and the founder of NowMattersNow.org, which supports people struggling with suicidal thoughts. When we're in fight or flight, it can be impossible to think clearly. We've got to put that fire out to get through. Try a 30-second plunge. You may have to repeat it a few times and regain your chill. What's up with home microbiome tests? These new home microbiome tests sure sound promising for anyone with gastrointestinal issues. Send in a stool sample, they say, and you'll get personalized recommendations for diet, supplements, probiotics, and prebiotics. As trendy and intriguing as they may be, you'd essentially be flushing money down the toilet, says Jeffrey A. Priedis, M.D., Ph.D., Assistant Professor of Pediatric Gastroenterology, Hepatology, and Nutrition at Baylor College of Medicine. Microbiome research is in its infancy, he explains, and the current body of knowledge is insufficient to allow for any meaningful diagnosis based on the information you can gather from these kits. Translation, we don't know enough for those tests to work. Plus, they only reflect what's in your stool bacteria that day, which is based on what you've eaten. And there's still disagreement among scientists about what a healthy microbiome should look like. For ongoing gut issues, your best bet is to see your primary care doctor or a GI specialist who can take a thorough medical history and, if needed, recommend clinical tests that are more sensitive and specific. And stay safe. If COVID-related patterns continue, we could already be in respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, season, which began in June last year. Though RSV is usually mild, it can be serious or even deadly for people under 5 and over 65, and for those who have a chronic condition like diabetes or asthma. Be sure to keep up with that hand washing at least 20 seconds and avoid people with cold-like symptoms. From Good Housekeeping, their Good Housekeeping Seal Star of the Month, CoverGirl Plus Olay Double Coverage. This complexion-improving foundation mixes skincare with a flawless finish. It's the CoverGirl Plus Olay Simply Ageless 3-in-1 Liquid Foundation, available for around $19. A lot of places, but it says on Amazon. Why it earned the Good Housekeeping Seal? Our beauty experts were impressed that this multi-purpose makeup provides coverage and hydration in a wide range of shades. Skin Perfect Results. This foundation seamlessly covers marks and imperfections for a flawless finish. In one at-home consumer test, 83% of users said it reduced the appearance of redness and blemishes, and 75% said it brightened their complexions. 3-in-1 benefits. Get the best technology from CoverGirl Makeup and Olay Skincare in one bottle. The foundation is made with skin-quenching ingredients like moisturizing glycerin, hydrating hyaluronic acid, and a stable form of vitamin C. Long-lasting hydration. In a clinical study, the formula increased hydration in skin by 40% immediately after application. When tested again 8 hours later, skin hydration remained boosted by 32% compared with baseline. And it's a buildable base. In CoverGirl's consumer tests, 84% of users agreed that this foundation provided smooth, layerable coverage. Apply it lightly or build it up and choose from 18 shades to match to find your perfect match. And it says, we stand behind every purchase with our 2-year limited warranty. Good Housekeeping tests it so you can trust it. From Real Simple, 3 easy dinners. We start off with no-bake summer veggie lasagna. Active and total time are both 25 minutes, and it serves 4, is quick cooking, vegetarian, and family friendly. We need 6 7x3-inch lasagna noodles, cooking spray, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 2 pints of cherry tomatoes, 2 medium zucchini chopped into quarter-inch pieces, 1 small yellow onion finely chopped, 1.5 teaspoons kosher salt divided, plus more for the pasta water, 2 cloves garlic finely chopped, 1 tablespoon fresh oregano leaves, finely chopped, plus more for topping, 1 16-ounce container whole milk ricotta cheese, 2 tablespoons milk, grated Pecorino Romano cheese for serving. Cook noodles in salted water according to package directions until just past al dente. Drain. Place in a single layer on a baking sheet coated with cooking spray. Meanwhile, heat oil in a large skillet over medium. Add tomatoes, zucchini, onion, and 1 teaspoon salt. Cook, stirring occasionally until tomatoes burst, 8 to 10 minutes. Add garlic and oregano. Cook, stirring until fragrant, about 1 minute. Whisk ricotta, milk, and remaining 1/2 teaspoon salt in a medium bowl until smooth. Cut noodles in half. Arrange 1 noodle half on each of 4 plates. Top each noodle with a heaping 2 tablespoons ricotta mixture and a heaping 1/4 cup tomato mixture. Repeat layers twice more. Top with pecorino romano and oregano. Serve warm or at room temperature. Okay, next one of our dinners, jerk pork burgers with pineapple. Active in total time, 30 minutes. Serves 4. Is an easy grill option and family friendly. We need canola oil for the grill, 1 pound ground pork, 1/4 cup chopped scallions, 3 teaspoons jerk seasoning divided, 1 teaspoon kosher salt divided, 1/4 cup ketchup, 1 8-ounce can pineapple slices in juice, 1 tablespoon apple cider vinegar, 1 red onion cut into 1/4-inch thick rings, bib lettuce leaves, optional, 4 burger buns, split, and sweet potato chips for serving, that's also optional. Lightly oil grill grates or a grill pan and preheat to medium-high. Mix together pork, scallions, 2 teaspoons jerk seasoning, and 1/2 teaspoon salt in a medium bowl. Stir together ketchup, 1/4 cup pineapple juice from the can, vinegar, remaining 1 teaspoon jerk seasoning, and 1/4 teaspoon salt in a small bowl. Form pork mixture into 4 1/2-inch thick patties. Place 4 slices canned pineapple, reserve remaining pineapple for another use, onion, and patties on grill. Sprinkle pineapple and onion with the remaining 1/4 teaspoon salt. Grill pineapple and onion, turning occasionally till tender and charred about 6 minutes. Grill patties, turning occasionally until a thermometer inserted in thickest part reads 160 degrees, 8 to 10 minutes. Brush 1 tablespoon ketchup mixture on each patty until well coated. Let stand for 5 minutes. Place lettuce, if using, and patties on bun bottoms. Top with 1 tablespoon ketchup mixture, pineapple, onion, and then the bun tops. Serve with sweet potato chips if desired. And the last one, black bean and eggs over easy tostadas. Active and total time are both 25 minutes. It serves 4, is vegetarian, gluten-free, and family-friendly. We need 4 tablespoons olive oil divided, 1/2 cup finely chopped yellow onion, 1 teaspoon ground cumin, 1 1/4 teaspoons kosher salt divided, 1 14.5-ounce can no salt added black beans drained and rinsed, 1/3 cup sour cream, 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice plus lime wedges for serving, 8 large eggs, 8 corn tostadas, 2 avocados thinly sliced, and shredded romaine lettuce and sliced radishes for topping. Heat 2 tablespoons oil in a medium saucepan, over medium. Add onion. Cook, stirring occasionally until very tender, about 6 minutes. Add cumin and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Cook, stirring constantly until fragrant, about 1 minute. Add beans and 2/3 cup of water. Bring to a simmer. Cook uncovered until beans are tender, about 5 minutes. Remove from heat and mash with a potato masher until a coarse paste. Meanwhile, stir together sour cream, lime juice, and 1/4 teaspoon salt in a medium bowl. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in a large non-stick skillet over medium. Crack 4 eggs into the skillet. Cook covered until whites are firm but yolks are still runny, 3 to 5 minutes. Transfer to a plate and sprinkle with 1/4 teaspoon salt. Repeat with remaining 1 tablespoon oil, 4 eggs, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Spread 3 tablespoons bean mixture on each tostada. Top each tostada with 1 egg and avocado slices. Drizzle with sour cream mixture and top with lettuce and radishes. Serve with lime wedges. From Real Simple, picture this, P-I-T-C-H-E-R, as in the thing that holds a big thing of drinks. Want to throw a party and not have to play bartender all night? Just mix up one of these fruit-forward big-batch cocktails in advance. And, of course, we've got a few here. Pineapple Punch, active in total time 10 minutes, and it serves 8. 4 cups, or 24 ounces, chopped fresh pineapple. 1/4 cup packed light brown sugar. 8 ounces refrigerated mango juice, such as Naked brand. 8 ounce gold or white rum. 4 ounce coconut rum. Pineapple slices and maraschino cherries for garnish, optional. Process pineapple and sugar in a blender until very smooth and creamy, about 45 seconds. Pour into a pitcher. Then stir in mango juice, gold rum, and coconut rum. Mixture can be refrigerated, covered, for up to a day. Whisk before serving. Serve over ice. Garnish with pineapple slices and cherries if desired. Then we have Green Tea Pims. Active time 15 minutes. Total time, it's long, 2 hours 35, but it serves 8. We need 1 1.5-inch piece of fresh ginger, unpeeled and thinly sliced. 4 regular size green tea bags, 16 ounce Pimm's number 1, that's a liqueur, I believe, or some kind of booze, 1/2 cup honey, 1/4 cup fresh lemon juice from 2 lemons, plus slices for garnish, 2 tablespoons dry vermouth, optional, and mint for garnish. Bring ginger and 3 cups water to a boil in a small saucepan, remove from heat, and stir in the tea bags. Steep for 20 minutes, pour through a fine mesh strainer into a pitcher, discard solids. Mixture can be refrigerated for up to 5 days. Skip refrigerating the drink in the next step. Add Pimm's number 1, honey, lemon juice, vermouth if using, and 1 cup water to the tea mixture. Stir to dissolve the honey. Refrigerate uncovered for 2 hours. Serve over ice, garnished with lemon slices and mint. And I believe that's all we've got time for today. We're running out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. See you next time.